House Bill 1162 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1162, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House Bill 1162 states no person or entity may hold oneself out through an advertisement as having the ability to place, locate, or receive a child for adoption. This section does not apply to the Department of Social Services, a licensed child placement agency, or an attorney licensed in the state of South Dakota. Why do we need this bill? The social workers in Rapid City approached me with concerns about what is happening out there to young women who are releasing their children for adoption. The Catholic Social Services, Lutheran Social Services, and Bethany Christian Services, all the social workers or representatives of those three agencies came to me with a concern. Let me paint for you a scenario. Currently, in the Rapid City phone book, in the yellow pages, there are 13 ads under the heading Adoption Services. Some of these ads talk about all expenses paid, school aid, housing, transportation, etc. We have a law in the state of South Dakota that says that birth mothers are required to be counseled. What happens, imagine this, here we have a 16-year-old girl who is facing the biggest problem in her life. She finds that she is pregnant. Her boyfriend abandons her. Her parents may kick her out. What does she do? If she decides that she will give life to this baby and place the baby for adoption, she has many important decisions to make. She may feel that by answering one of these ads and calling an 800 number where they talk about housing, transportation, all expenses paid, school aid, that maybe this is an advantageous thing. What may happen, as a for instance, is she may get a plane ticket after she answers this or calls this number that will allow her to fly to California, as a for instance. She can stay there and they will help her with the expenses of the birth of the baby, and then she will sign the necessary documents to release this baby for adoption and the exercise the return part of this ticket and come back to South Dakota. What happens then is that we in South Dakota have no control over this out-of-state organization as far as fulfilling their counseling requirements to this young lady. The social workers mentioned above have seen instances of this where this young lady then returns to South Dakota and she is dumped. She doesn't get any counseling after that. And I can ask you to think about the fact that there may be some questions in her mind as to whether or not she made the right decision. In fact, this is a fairly frequent happening. So the social workers looked to other states to see what they were doing about this. They found that Florida and Idaho currently have statutes that prohibit the advertisement of this kind of ads. We drew up a statute patterned after this. We had a conference with Virginia Wiesler from the Department of Social Services, who agreed that this was a problem and that this was a good ad. I took it to the AG's office. They stated that they felt that it was legal. I talked with Tom Barnett, the Secretary of the Bar in the state of South Dakota. He also felt that it was a legal situation. Therefore, we are asking you today to consider what our responsibility is to these young women. Are we going to try to prohibit this kind of advertising, which will entice them to perform an action which may result in them being placed in a detrimental situation because they don't have the follow-up support and counseling that they need? I would urge you to pass House Bill 1162.
Further remarks on House Bill 1162. Representative Nusselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I rise today to ask you to oppose House Bill 1162. And although I agree entirely with everything Representative Van Etten just said, and I have no doubt that this bill will certainly cure those problems, my problem with House Bill 1162 is that we're casting out such a huge net that not only are we going to catch the people that Representative Van Etten wants to get, we're going to catch a whole lot more than that. My mother would be one of them. So let me just tell you just a little bit about my family really quickly. Those of you who met my sister on Saturday could probably tell at least one of us was adopted. I have two siblings of mine that have been adopted from Guatemala. Anna was adopted 17 years ago. Since that time, my mother has maintained, or our whole family has maintained, quite a relationship with this orphanage. My mother, in her spare time, in her never-ending attempt to try and save the world, helps to place some of the kids from this orphanage with families in this country. Placed about 35 of these kids in the last few years. Several here in South Dakota. There's four in Vermilion, a couple in Yankton, Huron, Brandon, Sioux City. The main way that happens is through church bulletins. Now, my problem with this bill is that it makes absolutely no attempt to distinguish between the people that Representative Van Etten's talking about and my mother dearest. This bill wipes out every form of communication that she has other than the word of mouth. And so I would ask you to oppose this bill. I think that certainly the intentions behind it are noble, but this bill just is too broad, and I think that we should address this in another format later.
Further remarks, Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to oppose this bill because I think it promotes abortion. And I know that's a strong statement. But when you have a young woman in the circumstances that Representative Van Etten talks about, abandoned by her boyfriend, perhaps abandoned by her family, perhaps all alone in the world, the easiest thing to do is to run over to Sioux Falls, get an abortion, and your problems. I've never had a baby myself, but I've watched women close to me have babies, and I know how difficult it is to bear them, to raise them. I'm always sad when a high school kid brings a baby to school because when they're babies, that's the easiest time to take care of them. All they do is eat, sleep, and a couple of other things. When they get to be children, they get to be work. And anything that we can do to encourage young women who have the choice under the U.S. Constitution of whether or not to carry a child to term or not, we should be encouraging the choice for life. I believe women have the right to choose. But I also believe that when you allow parents in other states to take the avenue that was talked about by Representative Van Etten and say, we would like to have a child, we would like to know that child's mother, we would like to know that child's lineage, we would like to be involved with the payment of that child's expenses so that we know the mother has proper prenatal care, for example, we should encourage that action. We should encourage the choice for life. If you pass 1162, you don't mean to, but you will be encouraging people to look at the option of abortion much more seriously than they otherwise would. This is a case of unintended legislative consequences come to life, or come to death, as the case may be. In addition to the excellent reasons that Representative Nesselhoff had, I would urge you, on behalf of the little ones you want to save, vote down 1162.
Further remarks, Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in opposition of House Bill 1162 for reasons different than Representative Nusselhoff and Representative Olson. And although I do applaud Representative Van Etten for addressing this issue, I've had some conversations with the Newspaper Association, and we want to basically confine my remarks to the fact of prohibiting advertising for businesses. And if a business is a legal business, there's free speech and there's rights to advertise. And if babies are being bought and sold, or if there's things that are being done illegally in regards to these type of instances, then the Attorney General should be brought into this, and there should be charges filed. The other concern that we have is Section 3, which is no person may publish or cause to be published within the state any advertisement or notice of a child offered or wanted for adoption. a violation of this section is a Class 2 misdemeanor. And although I'm sure some of you have felt in the past that you'd like to file charges against the publisher of your newspaper from time to time, this running an ad should not be one of those reasons. Thank you very much.
Further remarks. Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, now we got the Newspaper Association concerned. And I'm sure that this body is worried about the advertisers getting another ad. That isn't what this is about. I respectfully disagree with Representative Olson also. I don't think this is going to cause one more abortion. And it certainly isn't going to restrict out-of-state people from making adoptions in South Dakota. They can contact Lutheran Social Services, Catholic Family Services, the South Dakota Social Services Office, or a lawyer or a law firm in South Dakota and begin an adoption. What this bill is intended to do is to help prevent some confused, mixed-up girl for the worst time in her life to be lured into another state by an ad. There's plenty of people in South Dakota that'll help her. There's reputable adoption agencies in South Dakota, reputable lawyers. And as far as the legality of this law, the Attorney General's office has already told Dr. Van Etten that it looks legitimate and legal. The state bar has looked at it. It's been passed in two other states. Now, are we going to worry about the Newspaper Association getting a couple of ads or maybe save the life of some girl or a baby and keep them out of the hands of greedy people from out of state? I urge you to pass this bill and let's go on.
Further remarks on House Bill 1162. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1162. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1162. Speaker wishes to announce behind me, up above here, are students from McCook Central in Salem, and they are sponsored today by Representative Koistra and Holbeck. If you'd please stand and be recognized. Also, any members from the Farm Bureau, are you here today? If you could rise and be recognized by your legislature. Representatives Frost and Glinski. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted. Clerk will display the vote. Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 25, nays 42, 3 excused.
House Bill 1162, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.